Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Another important lesson that we can learn from COVID-19 is that with every hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also promised ease as well. So in the surah of Inshirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam because he faced extremely tough times, turbulent times and difficult times in his life. And in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very loving, very reassuring, very calming manner, is comforting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and is telling him that the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And to, in spite of the situation that you may be in, that you may be very, very difficult, you still to strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So COVID-19 reminds us all that life goes in cycles, that with every hardship there will be ease. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a silver lining to the clouds. So COVID-19 as well is just a phase in this particular cycle. And we don't need to panic, because this will, inshallah al-aziz, pass just the way it came onto our previous nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, has promised the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his nation, that these phases will finish and cease at one time, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, Alam نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. Did we not expand your chest? And expanding your chest here means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the himma, gives you the taqa, the tawfiq, the strength, the ability, the resilience to carry these problems and these burdens in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we expanded your chest and we lifted your burden. And this burden as well that we are all feeling, whether it's financially, emotionally, mentally and physically as well, by not being able to go out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift the burden which is weighing down on our backs, weighing down on our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise our honor again, raise the honor of humanity, just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with every hardship follows ease. With every hardship follows ease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that yes, this may be a hardship now, but this hardship will not last forever. And this burden that we are all feeling financially, emotionally, physically, that is weighing us down and our families down, our communities down, the society down, the nation down, the entire world down, indeed with perseverance, indeed with yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the hardship and he will grant us ease. And but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us a very important reminder towards the end, that فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, that once you have finished your daily tasks, then carry on seeking the ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contentment, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. So that basically means that once these calamities or these difficulties are removed from us, it doesn't mean that we go back to our old ways, where we stop praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or stop giving sadaqah and khairat, and stop helping people, or doing all of the other things that we are now doing in a more caring and compassionate and considerate way. But no, after your problems have been alleviated, then even more passionately, even more enthusiastically, you should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete conviction, with complete sincerity, with complete devotion. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this burden, remove this difficult time from us all, but also enable us to remain steadfast and to continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passionately, sincerely and enthusiastically. Jazakumullahu khairan.